Welcome to this introduction for the audio-described performance of The Woman in Black by Susan Hill, adapted for the stage by Stephen Malatrat. The audio-described performance is on Saturday the 25th of April at 2:30pm, with a touch tour at 12:30pm. The production lasts for 2 hours, including a 20-minute interval, and will be described by Jake Hayes and Megan Brooks. This audio introduction lasts for 9.5 minutes and contains information about the set, characters, and venue. Set. The action takes place in an empty theatre in the early 1950s, where rehearsals are underway to tell a story that took place 30 years previously in London and the remote town of Crithin, Gifford. The start of the tale is told with minimal set and props. A wicker trunk becomes a table, a bed, or a horse-drawn cart. The stage is shallow, around 4 metres deep, and steeply raked. It consists of mottled wooden floorboards. The rake ends about a metre before the front of the stage, which is covered in a thick layer of ragged costumes in muted colours. Jutting between these clothes are 3 flat squares of bare stage, which become tiny islands of firm ground in thick marshland. The back wall is made of a large, starkly lit grey drape, and a pale cloth is pulled partially across the right-hand side of the stage around midway. It partly obscures a wooden door set into a segment of panelled wall around 8 metres high that cuts into the space at a 45-degree angle. An exit and entrance point lies behind this piece of scenery, as well as to the back left, where a tall doorway cuts through the brick wall of the theatre. Stairs lead from the left of the stage into the auditorium, and are used by some of the characters. At the beginning of the story, the stage contains a large, hinge-lidded wicker trunk to the back centre, with a wooden chair to the left of it. A stool sits just in front of the pulled-in curtain on the right, and towards the left, 2 metal buckets and a pan stand together, leftovers from a previous unknown performance. A white dust sheet is thrown over an object to the far left, and a dark leathered Edwardian chair is brought in to depict an office. 2 images are projected onto the back curtain to help set the scene, a huge white crucifix and the silhouetted image of a tall, foreboding house. Later, lighting is used to make the back curtain transparent, revealing more space behind. This area is used to portray graves in a burial ground, represented by tombstone-shaped objects covered in dust sheets, and later, a child's bedroom containing a bed with a chest covered in toys at its feet and a red velvet rocking chair by the head. A bedside table holds a Victorian nightlight with a candle in it, and at the foot of the bed looms an antique oak wardrobe with drawers at the bottom and a toy sailing boat on top. A further section of house is revealed behind the child's room, once again using light to make the curtain walls translucent. This final space consists of a thin banister staircase climbing upwards from right to left. There is a short landing at the top of the stairs, which leads into shadow. Elegant columns with arched tops rise in front of the staircase, suggesting the eaves of a once grand house. Dark, shadowy lighting creates tension, with bright spotlights used for dramatic effect to single out Kipps as he tells his story, or focus on the woman in black when she suddenly appears from the gloom. Torches and candles are also used, casting large, eerie shadows onto the walls and floor. Smoke imitates the thick fog that descends around the marshes during the story. Characters and costumes. The woman in black is performed by 2 actors. Daniel Burke plays a professional actor employed by Arthur Kipps, played by John McKay. They are working together to dramatise an event that Kipps experienced 30 years ago. In this play within a play, the actor takes on the role of the younger Kipps, with older Kipps playing various roles within his own story, including Sam Daly and Mr. Jerome. An experienced thespian, the actor is a 33-year-old man, 6 foot 2 inches tall, with a slim, athletic build. He has light brown skin, brown eyes and dark brown hair, greying at the sides. He is a confident performer, moving with light-footed elegance. The actor is jovial and enthusiastic, using confident arm movements to urge old Arthur Kipps into action. At rest, he is relaxed, often standing with his hands in his pockets. When playing young Kipps, he injects much of his own youth and vigour into the role whilst retaining the older man's upright posture. The actor wears baggy, grey, high-waisted woolen trousers held up with braces, a white shirt and light grey waistcoat, worn unbuttoned. When he plays Kipps, he changes into a brown, orange and grey tartan jacket and a brown buttoned-up waistcoat with brown striped tie. Arthur Kipps, present day. A lawyer in his 50s, Kipps is a white man, 6'2" tall and slimly built. There is a stiff formality to the way he holds himself, and occasional quick or light movements show his alertness. When we meet him, he is reserved and anxious, but as his confidence grows, his posture changes, becoming more upright and relaxed, revealing the man he used to be. Kipps is balding with short reddish hair. He dresses conservatively in a sober three-piece suit, consisting of black jacket, grey pinstripe trousers, black leather shoes, knee-length black overcoat and a dark tie. He wears a stiff felt hat with an upturned brim and carries a well-used brown leather briefcase. Sam Daly. A local landowner in his 70s, Sam Daly has natural authority but also warmth. There is a stillness about him. He is a watcher and a listener and appears hawk-like. His posture is as upright and open-chested as his age will allow. He sometimes leans on a walking cane, and his movements are deliberate and slow, reflecting his age. Sam is stockily built. He wears a thick brown wool coat outdoors with a yellow silk scarf along with a brown felt hat. In a later scene at his home, he wears a dark burgundy velvet smoking jacket with a silk lapel. A touch of luxury and wealth. Mr. Jerome. The late Alice Drablow's agent is a 45-year-old man of a nervous disposition. Jerome is wary and always on high alert. He has a slight build and his posture is submissive, standing with shoulders hunched forwards and his chest closed in a protective posture. In anger, his head juts forwards like a frightened dog barking. Jerome is normally suited like a sober clerk. At the funeral, he dresses in a black frock coat and top hat, giving him a crow-like aspect. He wears round, horn-rimmed spectacles. John McKay also plays a host of minor parts as Arthur Kipps, including Bentley, Arthur's boss at his London law firm, and Keckwick, the driver of a pony and trap. Bentley is a city gent in the classic mould, dressing in a black three-piece suit accessorised with half-moon spectacles, a fedora hat and umbrella. Kipps initially plays him as stiff, before throwing himself into the role using exaggerated arm movements which mirror his lines. Keckwick, the driver, is still and sullen, hiding beneath a flat cap and only moving in response to the movement of the horse. He wears a large grey overcoat with fingerless gloves and a moth-eaten scarf. Content warnings. There are loud noises, liberal use of smoke, and torchlight shined into the audience. The actor is played by Daniel Burke. Arthur Kipps is performed by John McKay. The Woman in Black is directed by Robin Herford. The associate director is Anthony Eden. Designer is Michael Holt. Lighting design is by Kevin Sleep. And sound design by Sebastian Frost. It is produced by Simon Reynolds and John Page. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general. If you need any further assistance, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877 or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. That is the end of this audio introduction. We hope you enjoy the show.